Biden-Harris parole pipeline imports migrant population exceeding swing state margins of victory in election. By John Binder on November 20, 2024. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's parole pipeline has welcomed roughly 1.4 million migrants into American cities and towns, surpassing the margins of victory in swing states in this year's presidential election. This week, Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas released figures for October showing that Biden and Harris's parole pipeline is continuing to release tens of thousands of migrants into the U.S. interior via the southern border and commercial flights every month. From January 2023 through September 2024, about 1.4 million migrants were released into American communities through the CBP One Migrant Mobile App at the border and the CHMB program, which allows migrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela to fly to the U.S. The number of migrants welcomed to the U.S. through Biden and Harris's parole pipeline exceeds the margins of victory in this year's presidential election in the swing states of Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina. For example, President-elect Donald Trump won Arizona by fewer than 200,000 votes against Harris, Nevada by fewer than 50,000 votes, Wisconsin by fewer than 30,000 votes, Michigan by 82,000 votes, Pennsylvania by 121,000 votes, Georgia by 115,000 votes, and North Carolina by fewer than 185,000 votes. Since CBP1's inception, the Biden-Harris administration has brought more than 860,000 migrants to the U.S. Those arriving via the app are primarily from Venezuela, Cuba, Mexico, and Haiti. The app allows migrants to schedule appointments at the border for their release, with parole, into the U.S. interior. Likewise, the CHMB program, which was shut down for weeks by DHS due to widespread fraud, has brought about 531,620 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans to American towns. The migrant population that has been brought to the U.S. via the parole pipeline exceeds the resident populations of Wyoming, Vermont, Alaska, North Dakota, South Dakota, Delaware, Rhode Island, Montana, and Maine. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jbinder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.